We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, good afternoon, friends. It is Bowerly. We start the week again, and so it begins on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is hardly an auspicious beginning to the week. I have, you know, like you guys who work fixing cars, how many of you have your own tool set that probably is $15,000 of your money on the line, right? How many of you are in a construction trade or electricians or plumbers or, you know, anything like that? You know, you've got your own tools. You probably have your own set of favorite tools. Well, in this line of work, headphones are very, very important. And usually I buy a brand of headphones. They're called Grado. And I have had pretty good luck with Grados. But the problem is, when you use... You couldn't have untangled these for me, dude? When you use the same headphones every day... My God, I feel like a spider spinning a web. When you use the same headphones every day for a protracted period of time, what happens is they tend to, shall we say, deteriorate over time. Now, I have just been handed a new set of headphones, so I, if I sound a little bit disoriented at the beginning of the program, it's because I am drunk on martinis. Now, it is because I'm just trying to figure out this headphone situation, and looks like I may have to stop by the speaker shop. Just what I need, another unexpected expense. Have you ever gone through one of those periods in your life where... you get hit for expenses that you really weren't expecting? Yeah, that's where I am right now. I, like many of you, okay, how many of you thought this year, hey, gonna buy a new car, gonna buy a new car? And you went out looking for a new car, and maybe the kind of car you wanted wasn't available. Or the kind of car you wanted is the same kind of car that everybody else wants, so... you start hearing, basically, there will be no negotiation on this car. You will take it at the price we offer it for you. And if you don't want it at that price, somebody else will take it. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's where I was. So I decided to hold on to my four-year-old car. But I also, like you, happen to be a stickler for safety. You know, tires are pretty important in cars, especially when we get deluged with rain, as we did last week. So anyway, I had a whole bunch of things that naturally needed to be serviced right now. So I go to pick up the car on Saturday, and you almost would have heard Joe Beamer sitting in for me today. I almost ended up at, you know, Gates Vascular, because the bill was, I'll just be very gentle about this, many thousands of dollars. And I literally felt chest pain, like, here we go again. But, and it's the same thing with the unexpected expenses that pop up one after another. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, these headphones are... They're nice, but because I use them every day and I take them back and forth every day, I usually only get a year of performance out of them because, you know, they're constantly being wound, rewound, packed, unpacked, etc. So they're looking at about $200-$300 for those, which is a fraction of what I spent for the car. But The good news, well, the bad news is it's like unexpected expense after unexpected expense after unexpected expense. Perhaps you have found yourself in that situation. I think most of us have at one time or another, and it seems to be cyclical. And then just when you have caught up with all of your bills and all of the things that you you have to pay, you get hit with, oh, yeah, it's time. Pasquale, would you mind closing that and pulling it closed just so I don't get that click in the middle of something? I like to keep the door open around here, but I told you guys on Friday that what happens is unless you actually jerk it closed, it clicks in the middle of a sentence, and I wonder if there are poltergeists in the room. Ah, thank you, Pasquale. I like the ventilation in the summertime. So anyway, getting back to the other thing, maybe at some point, we need to do a show on the times you got hit with unexpected expenses one after another after another, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to replace these headphones. And you know what really is aggravating? When you have all weekend to do something and you didn't do it when you had the time. It slipped my mind. And you probably found yourself in the same situation with things you really should have done over the weekend, but you didn't get them done. So you add to your burden of things you need to do during the week. But somewhere there is a topic in those two ideas. Unexpected bills, one after another, bigger than you thought humanly possible, and putting things off that you really could have done when you had the time, so you wait until you don't have the time to get them done. Oh my goodness! So anyway, it was a phenomenal weekend. I don't mind telling you, it was absolutely phenomenal. I got to tell you, I had no idea that WBEN had so many listeners in Depew. It was awe-inspiring. We went out there on Friday night to see Hit and Run, and there were probably, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 people there. I think that's a pretty good estimate, maybe 1,500 people there watching the band, and so many of you listeners to this program, and it was absolutely awesome meeting you and saying hi to you. And then, of course, right after we got there, who walks in but my twin, Booker. So it was, yep, exactly. It was another Friday with Booker, and we had a magnificent time, all of us, and so many of the folks who were there from the Hit and Run family and the local music people and all of that stuff. And thanks to the boys in the band, or, well, the guys and one lady in the band, Hit and Run, for letting me come up and do a couple of songs. And it was a ton of fun. So anyway, thank you to Pew for greeting us and welcoming us with open arms. It was so nice to meet and talk with so many of you who listen in Depew. You know, you've got a really cute area there. The houses in Depew are really something, because you know how you go into some of the new build areas today and it really is like cookie cutter. We ran into the same thing in the 1950s, the post-World War II housing shortage and the housing boom. They were basically building these houses one after another. And you basically had, like, the neighborhood in which you grew up, if you grew up in a certain period of time, you basically had 10 different designs of homes from which to choose, right? And it's the same thing today with a lot of the new build areas. It's like, okay, plan A, B, or C. It's like ordering from a Chinese menu. But you go into Depew, and if you live there, I'm kind of jealous of you, because, I mean, my neighborhood's kind of the same way. There is a wide variety and great diversity in home styles. And like we talked about last week, I'm telling you, they don't build them like that anymore. Your houses in Depew have character. I mean, we're talking about what looked to be 1910s, 1920s builds, and they just have it's like the vintage classic cars. You know how today it looks like almost every car you look at was designed by the same guys in the same wind tunnel with the same principles of engineering, right? And you just slap a different label on it. We're going to call this one a Toyota. This one we're going to call a Jaguar. This one a Ford. This one a Honda. They all look the same. Well, in the vintage car era, and those of you who are involved in our very active vintage car collecting community, you know that one of the things that attracts you to the vintage cars is their unique personality. They had a personality back then that you don't get today. And I think in some respects, it's the same way with houses. Like, we all have different tastes. You've got different tastes than I do. I would rather live in a smaller house with individual traits of personality than live in a larger house that is pretty much the same house as the neighbor five houses away and the neighbor seven houses away from that. So in Depew, you've got yourself a charming area. And I don't get out to Depew nearly as much as I should, but it was so nice to know that so many of you listen to the show, and it was terrific getting a chance to see all of you. Now, yesterday, of course, was Sunday. Oh, I'll get back to Saturday because I'm swinging that into a topic. But Sunday, yesterday, was a phenomenal day weather-wise. But I learned something about myself that I did not know previous to yesterday. My breaking point for temperature is 100 degrees. Now, I will not name names, Tom Bender, but we were over at Bender's house. And Tom is a local musician. He plays in a whole bunch of local bands, Hot Daddy Rocks, Floyd Concept, a couple of other ones I probably have forgotten about. And he does a lot of solo gigs, like your parents in nursing homes probably look forward to Tom Bender coming out and playing for them. He does a whole bunch of different varieties of music depending on the venue in which he is playing. Like, he'll do a different set at Salvatore's than he's going to do at Creekview or someplace like that. And, you know, pretty much all the local musicians do the same thing. You have to adjust what you do to the audience that is there. In other words, read the room, as it is called in entertainment. But anyway, yesterday, the real temperature on the thermometer was like 82 degrees. Let's just say 82 degrees, right? So the cornhole boards came out. It's kind of funny because 10 years ago, I would have been talking about something totally different. But yesterday, the cornhole boards came out. And I had to move my car from the driveway of Tom Bender. Now, Bender has blacktop driveways, beautiful blacktop driveway. But I looked at the thermometer in the car as I'm backing it out of the way of the cornhole tournament we had. And I looked at the thermometer, and it literally said 100 degrees. And it dawned on me, because I'm a little bit slow in my processes sometimes, dawned on me, oh my goodness, it has to be the blacktop. And I could not believe, and please don't think less of me for being a little bit slow. Wouldn't be fair, wouldn't be right, wouldn't be moral to make fun of me for this. But it dawned on me that, of course, the blacktop is going to be hotter because it's black and there's plenty of sunlight. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, for as much as I enjoy summer, as much as I enjoy heat, 100 degrees is the point where I begin to wilt. Except in Vegas, where it can be 110 degrees, but low humidity, and it really doesn't feel like 110. And same thing with, there's a Greek island called Santorini, a big volcanic blast there many, many moons ago. But Santorini, I think it was about 120 degrees in the sun in the middle of the afternoon. And it was absolutely hot. But it wasn't a sweaty kind of hot. It wasn't a muggy, humid, sticky kind of hot. It was just kind of a dry heat. And there really is, I mean, I don't think it's a myth. I can't demonstrate to you scientifically, but it was, you know, the difference between a dry heat like Santorini or Las Vegas and the more humid temperatures and conditions that we tend to have around here. But I will tell you, your humble host, And I wasn't even drinking alcohol. I mean, I had a couple of drinks, but most of the day was spent with my zero sugar vitamin water, drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And you know your body is in need of fluids when, number one, you don't sweat that much, and number two, you don't have to pee that much. Like, your body just needs that water to combat the effect of the heat. But to wrap this up, I had no idea that a blacktop driveway could throw off that kind of heat. It was it was awe-inspiring, but it was embarrassing, guys, because guess who fell asleep at a party with his friends, and he wasn't even drinking, and he's now referring to himself in the third person, which is a very dangerous sign. But it was a lot of fun, but I literally nodded off, and thank goodness I had the top on, the vitamin water, so I didn't lose any precious fluid that way. But I don't know what you guys did yesterday, but I hope you had fun, and I hope you weren't sitting in a blacktop driveway. And I will tell you, the reason I want to bring this up is those of you who do roofing for a living, those of you who do blacktop driveways for a living, you have no idea the enormous and immense amount of respect I have for you, because I was just sitting on my arse doing nothing except enjoying cold beverages. Non-alcoholic, I might add. But you guys who have to do roofing for a living or blacktop driveways or blacktop ceiling for a living, you have my absolute enormous respect. I truly do not know how you do it without going through a gallon or two of water every single day you're on the job. In fact, the keyboard player for Hit and Run, their very dear friend, Pat Annunziata, he told me a long time ago that when he was doing a gig outside in the summertime, it was nothing for him to bring a gallon of Poland Spring or whatever to his gig and basically go through the entire gallon of water when he was on stage. Because when you're on stage, you tend to perspire a lot. I mean, I just did two songs on a Friday night, and that was a sweaty mess getting off the stage. So when you see musicians playing and they've got these big jugs of water, or anybody else who works outside, roofers, people who do concrete, anybody who actually works physically for a living, there's a reason why they go through water like a camel, because you absolutely need it. Now, you might have noticed, if you're paying close attention, I did not mention Saturday night, because I wanted to use Saturday night as a springboard into some of what we're going to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, had a chance on Saturday night, and I don't think I'd ever seen these guys before, to see a local band called Double Shot. And they were playing at the Anchor Bar on Maple Road in Amherst, which is basically right across the street from this complex which houses the radio station. And they were absolutely phenomenal. And, yep, they were nice enough to ask me to come up and play some songs and send me the set list and told me to learn as many as I can in all my free time. But it was a riot playing with Double Shot. But that's not why I'm mentioning it. I'm mentioning it because our server at the Anchor Bar on Maple Road in Amherst was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely amazing beyond words. Her name is Jennifer. And I will tell you why she was so amazing as we proceed with this hour of the show. But as I do the talking to set things up, I want you guys, as you listen to the radio, to think about all of the things that you as a restaurant or bar customer have noticed about servers ever since the COVID pandemic started, and now it's tapering off, I'm sure, only to be restarted when the politicians want to control us. But if you work in the industry, I want to hear from you. If you are a server, if you are a bartender, if you are an owner, if you are involved in any way, shape, or form in the restaurant industry, I want to talk to you about what it's like being a hard-working individual right now. Are people actually tipping you properly? Are they recognizing what you are going through? And I know that there are many Jennifers out there who are busting their humps with an amazing work ethic in 2021. Folks, I've seen a few servers in this staff shortage period absolutely go over the moon in terms of effort and in terms of service, and as far as attitude is concerned. There was a lady a couple of months ago at Penny Lane who was, she had like 100 tables to take care of, and she took care of them. Jennifer, I asked Jennifer, so how many tables do you have, like 30? And she surveyed the room, and she said, yeah, pretty much all the tables you see, I'm playing a role in making sure they're taken care of. And the work ethic that is out there among servers, I will tell you, has been absolutely unreal. Now, if you're going to say something bad, please don't name the name of the joint, okay? Please don't name the name if you're going to say something bad. But I want to hear from patrons, and I want to hear from workers, because there's a staff shortage situation, and there is a surfeit of patrons. There's just tons of people coming out lately who feel like they've been totally cooped up. So let me just shoot the phone number at you on WBEN, 803-0930, 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, COVID has taught us a lot about people and how much we need people, especially people who are servers and cooks and bartenders in the hospitality industry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tommy was on the phone during the break setting himself aside a pair of new headphones. I'm pretty sure I got to take the plunge. So when we do our unexpected expenses show, you can add that to the list. I am still in a state of shock. Shock, I tell you, over the car bill. New tires, new brake pads, the oil change, the routine maintenance, all that kind of stuff. But what are you going to do? Because as many of you know, some of the cars that you want are not in ready supply. So many of you are holding on to your vehicles longer than you ordinarily would. I find myself in that particular case. But the good news, at least for me, is I happen to really like my car. It's the best car I've ever owned, ever. It does everything I want. And, you know, I guess it's worth it. One must pay the piper, and one must pay the piper to do the headphone dance here if you work in this particular line of business. Now, anyway, 238 at WBEN. And I mentioned that Saturday night, and I don't mind mentioning the names of places where I think the people go above and beyond the call of duty in terms of service. And I told you that a few weeks ago, we were at Penny Lane, and this was right after they first started to open things up. And our server had so many people that she had to take care of. So many people. And how she was able to do it, and number one, not lose her mind, and number two, be totally cool, and number three, get every order right, I have no idea. But she was very well taken care of by everybody at the table. And on Saturday night, everybody at our table at the Anchor Bar on Maple Road in Amherst was raving about our server. Her name is Jennifer. And when she came around to get the order, I usually ask people this, especially if I go to a place where we don't usually go. You know, I want to find out, okay, what's your name? You know, so I know for whom to ask if we are in need of anything. But lately, I find myself asking, so how many tables do you have to take care of? How many people are you responsible for serving? And I asked, you know, what's your name? Jennifer. I said, Jennifer, how many of these tables are yours? And she looked up and she looked around and she basically looked back at me and said, yeah, pretty much all of them. Now, okay, the Anchor Bar was jammed with people, okay? They have one back room where they've got the music playing, the band playing, and then they've got people dancing between the bar and some of the tables and the booths, and then they've got a whole bunch of people in another room. It's a pretty, you know, they've got some serious square footage, and it was jammed on Saturday night. But let me tell you, I was just so impressed with, first of all, you know what it starts off with, and you help me if I'm missing anything. You correct me if I'm getting anything wrong. But the mere fact that she showed up to work. Okay, how many of you have that same feeling whenever you go to a restaurant or bar? Raise your hand, not if you're driving. Okay, I am so happy to see the work ethic of some people, because there's a pretty good chance that if they wanted to, they could stay home and collect as much or more money by sitting on their arses doing nothing as they do by working. So first of all, gold star for showing up for work. And I know that might sound really stupid, but staffing shortage is a major issue, and it goes well beyond bars. It goes well beyond restaurants. It is all over. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, but I literally laugh when I see politicians talking about, you know what we really need? We need a jobs program. We need a jobs program. Well, excuse me, but there are jobs everywhere to be had. Especially if you are starting out in life, you are a college student, you're starting out in life, the opportunities for you are totally without limit. When I was your age, I mean, seriously, I hate saying this because it automatically, we used to walk uphill both ways wearing barbed wire slippers. It was horrible. We used to have to dodge mastodons. Terrible. But I would have probably killed or maybe seriously injured to make the kind of hourly rate that people are making today. And granted, everything is relative because you got to take inflation into everything. I was making like $2, like $2.35, $2.55 an hour when I started out. And I've told you this, that when I was starting out, a lot of times I'd go into work and it was a daytime radio station. So I was basically working for less than 1 hour. So it was literally costing money to go to work. Okay. So jobs program, there's help wanted signs everywhere. Who isn't hiring? I mean, really, everybody is hiring, and everybody, no matter what it is you end up doing, everybody has to start out somewhere. I mean, you can go to law school, you can ace the bar exam, but it doesn't mean you're going to start out making $250,000, $300,000 a year. Life doesn't work that way. I'm sorry to say it, but you got to pay your dues. You got to prove your worth. You have to show your value. And I'm afraid that there are so many people out there, and I think the word is entitled, and they feel entitled just because they exist or just because they have a degree or a certification in this or in that. But gold star for showing up, that's huge. Now, taking care of, let's just round it off. I'm going to guess that between the bar and taking care of tables, Jennifer, and this is a very conservative estimate, she was probably taking care of 100 plus people on Saturday night. Number three, so gold star for volume. Number three, gold star for attitude. Did she appear frustrated? No. Did she appear like she was frantic, even though anybody in their right mind would have been frantic on the inside? Absolutely not. She did not appear frantic. She did not appear harried. And she did not have attitude. Because sometimes when you go to work, and let's say maybe, and I'm not saying this is what happened on Saturday, I'm just giving you a for example. Sometimes you know what it's like. You show up to work, and the person who is supposed to go to show up for work and work with you never showed up. So instead of having 30 tables, you end up with 60 tables. And again, I'm not saying that's what happened in this case, just giving you for instance, and then they take it out on the customer. They're really mad at their coworker for stiffing them on the shift, but they take it out on customers. You know, rolling of the eyes, appearing frustrated, and maybe not being as friendly as they could be because they've got twice the amount of work to do because one of their coworkers let them down. Well, again, just emphasizing, I'm not saying that's what happened on Saturday night, but her attitude was absolutely, it was welcoming, it was hospitable, it was calm, cool, and collected. She's got all of these people giving her orders for food and for drinks, and I don't even think she wrote it down. I think she kept it all in her brain. I think she's got like a photographic memory. But anyway, her attitude and general demeanor, gold star, gold star, gold star. Now, let's move on. Let's move down the list, shall we, of talking about servers in restaurants. It is so easy to mess up an order. Had an experience last week. I'm not going to name names on this, but it actually was pretty funny. There's a local restaurant we frequent frequently. We frequent it frequently. We go there all the time. And I get a Caesar salad with blackened chicken on top and dressing on the side because I don't like it to be drenched in calories. That's the whole point of getting a salad. You want something that's going to be nutritious, maybe some fiber, something like that. So anyway, I get home and open up the salad, and there is no blackened chicken. No blackened, and I was looking forward all day to the blackened chicken. Now, keep in mind, a place we go all the time, a place where everybody knows your name. It's like Cheers, all right? And we're very good friends with this particular server and pretty much all the servers who work there. So late at night, I called and I said, "Hey, so-and-so." And before I could even get the words out, he said, "I know exactly why you are calling. Right after you picked up the salad, the guy came out of the kitchen and said, 'Oops, I forgot the blackened chicken.'" So it was funny. I mean, yeah, I could have been a total jerk about it, but I wasn't for a change. And our the server was just, he's so cool. Like, he was so apologetic, and it was okay. I mean, he didn't have to genuflect, and he certainly didn't. And I would not like it if somebody did that. But the point being, the takeaway is, even places where people know you and know your order, because everybody is working so hard and has so many customers, it is very easy for something to slip through the cracks. But Saturday night with Jennifer, despite the fact that she had all of these people and was calm, cool, collected, friendly, smiling, did not appear harried. And you know how sometimes when you go out, a server who appears harried can actually interfere with your dining experience. I mean, Anchor Bar is not a, you know, it's not a fancy dandy restaurant at all. I mean, it's a very casual place. But even so, if somebody appears as though they are rushing around, if somebody seems as though they are frantic, it can actually rub off on you. Their energy can actually rub off on you and make you not relaxed, especially if you tend to be a sensitive kind of individual or some kind of an empath. So this woman, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm going to start the Jennifer fan club. And I did a couple of things yesterday, which was Sunday. I put up a post on the Anchor Bar's page. I think they took it down. But I put up a post saying, hey, here's what Jennifer did. She's awesome. And I also made it a point to call the Anchor Bar on Maple Road yesterday. And I didn't get a chance to speak with a manager, but I did pass the message on to whomever answered the phone saying, I want your management to know what a gem this woman is and how awesome she made our evening. Because they knew how packed it was last night, Saturday night, and I wanted to let them know, your manager, that she was really all that and a bag of chips. Now, I don't know. I've been trying to figure this out, and maybe you can help me. Do you think it is the fact that we, many of you, have been so cooped up over the past year and a half or whatever that we are paying more attention to the hard work that servers and bartenders do, that we are being more empathetic to the plight they find themselves in and their value to us as patrons? Because, I mean, look, everybody has value. You have value. I have value. Servers and bartenders have value. And I think, I mean, maybe I'm being a little pie in the sky with this. Maybe I'm being a little bit hippy-dippy. But I think that the pandemic really caused some of us to appreciate the work of other people for all the reasons that I have just run down. We need them. A restaurant needs them. And unfortunately, many restaurants, and as I said, many other businesses, are going through serious staff shortages. So I want your take, if you are a restaurant customer, on how servers are being in this post-pandemic and maybe pre-return of restrictions America in which we find ourselves. Because I have, well, I don't know, for the past 10, 15 years, I've really taken an interest in servers and what they do. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, may I offer some words of wisdom as an almost 58-year-old guy who has done a lot of different weird things in his life, all right? If you are dating somebody, and you can be a man, you can be a woman, it doesn't matter. If they treat a server or a bartender or a parking valet or a bellhop, whatever the job it has to be, if they treat that person like dirt, you don't want anything to do with them. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care what their net worth is. I don't care what kind of a car they drive. But if I was dating a woman and she treated servers like garbage, you know what that does? That tells me a lot about the character of that individual. And I think that, you know, that kind of superior attitude, that kind of rudeness, that lack of appreciation for what others are doing is indicative of what you can expect should you choose to continue the relationship. So words of, I don't know how we worked that in during a show on this, but words of advice from Tommy. If the person you're starting to date treats servers and bartenders and anybody else in the hospitality or service industry like crap, run from that individual. Run from them. I don't care if you think that being with them is going to put you on easy street with a new Cadillac in the driveway every year. It isn't worth it. That kind of person, you run from that kind of person. You don't run toward that kind of person, no matter what else they've got going for them in terms of material goods or income or anything like that. All right? Enough said about that subject, but I want to know about your experiences, and you can hold off on calling. You can actually call. Let me give you some other words of advice. At about 4, maybe 5 minutes after the hour during the news. That way I don't have to keep you on hold for 10 minutes and I can get right to your telephone calls. If we stack them up at about 2:04, we should be good to go right to the calls. But I want to find out if in this post-pandemic world, how do you find the service in bars and restaurants, etc. My only caveat, and I'm begging you guys, you know, you're so cool. I've got the coolest talk radio audience that has ever existed, and I'm not saying that to butter you up. You really are awesome. But if we can just get you stacked up at about 4 minutes after 3, it's going to be good. But your experiences as a patron, and here's where I was going with that. If you've had bad experiences, I need you to do me a solid. Please don't name the place where you had the bad experience. And please don't give us so much information in your call that we know exactly the place to which you are referring. You know, Tom, there's a restaurant at the corner of such and such and such and such, and they're known for their Italian specialties. And boy, did we have a horrible... I don't want that, all right? Please help me out. Because all it's going to do is get me into trouble. I'm going to have to dump your call. And it just puts me in a bind. But if you got something good to say, I don't mind if you plug the good thing you have to say. Because I think that excellence in customer service and Sandy Beach, by the way, well before the pandemic, like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, Sandy Beach was doing shows about service and how important it is to recognize and tip quality service. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Sandy Beach said the same thing I just told you about people who treat people who are quote-unquote beneath them in the food chain. People who treat servers and hospitality workers like garbage, you shouldn't be with them. And I'm pretty sure, like 95% sure, Sandy Beach, even going back 25 years ago, said the same thing and offered the same words of wisdom. So he was ahead of the curve on that, as he was with many things, actually. And he's still alive and going strong. He's retired, but like to give him some props when I can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.